Hello, Marion, and welcome to the second hour of A Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk. How you doing? Fall is in the air. It's kind of chilly this morning. Make sure you got your jackets on or keep one in your car. That's what I try to do. Keep a jacket in my car, but it's beautiful out. The leaves are changing colors, and it's just a certain smell in the air when autumn comes, you know. Yeah. So I'm enjoying it. So hopefully you do too. We're just talking about peace. Don't let your peace go. Keep your peace under all circumstances. Stay in peace. Okay, this is Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. Name of the show is A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast like right now by calling 740-383-9944 for any questions or if you would like to just make a comment. I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place October 24th. First, it begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. And don't forget, they have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their church on off of Lee Street, and it's open to the public. We also have Cheryl Lee, coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, faith-based after-school programs located in all Marion City and Marion County elementary schools, along with North Union City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. I have a thought for today, which I like to have on each one of my shows, and this one is entitled Create Vision. And it goes like this. Never believe anyone who says we cannot change. Vision is one of the secrets of personal transformation. We are all artists. Our mind is the arena of creation, and vision is what we are constantly creating. What is your vision of yourself today? Patient, relaxed, positive, or tense? Tight and negative? What do you prefer? So be creative. What does patience look like? Feel like? What are you doing that is different when you are patient and you are expressing your power to wait? Always start with vision, not action. See it and you will be it. Be it and you will do it. This is how we create our own life. All right, hopefully that will help you today. And if not, share that thought with someone else. Create vision. My guest today, Dana Booker. She is a candidate running for Fourth Ward. How you doing today, Dana?
Hi, good morning, Linda. Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you, yes.
Thank you.
So how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about this campaign. We're on the countdown right now. We're almost in October. Oh, yes. Election day is November 7th.
Okay.
So if you are not registered to vote, I think there's a thin line right now just to make sure that you get registered to vote. And you can do that by going down to the Board of Elections and picking up a form,
right,
just so they make sure they have your correct information and you are find your polling location and you go out and vote. And you can also vote early. But one of the things is we're going to be doing Souls to the Polls.
Oh, really? That's
yes,
great.
Yes.
That's great.
Working with Tara Dyer, and hopefully we'll get that flyer out, it's important that we want to build some excitement around getting out.
Yes.
Souls to the polls is always the Sunday before Election Day.
Okay.
So it'll be October 5th, and it's from noon to 4, and we will be meeting. We've already got permission from the county building.
Okay.
We can meet at the county building. We will be out there. We will be excited. If you need a ride, please contact me.
Okay.
I'll make sure that you get picked up if you need a ride. You can call me at 740-262-0355, or you can just shoot me a text and just give me your name and your address, and I will pick you up and bring you down to Souls to the Polls.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's great. So election Board of Elections will be open that day.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's October 5th.
October 5th.
All right.
Right.
I'll keep that
yeah.
information.
Yes,
for
thank
myself.
You.
Yes,
thank you.
For the show. Well, that's great. I was wondering what happened to it. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. I'm not sure what happened last election, but I do remember the one before that. It was awesome. All the churches came out.
Was that before COVID?
I think, yeah, yep, yep.
That's
yep.
what happened.
I know, but we're going to move past that.
Amen.
I'm so tired. Was that before COVID? Listen, COVID is over. We're
yes.
going to move past it.
Yes.
But yeah, it brought a lot of people out. We had picture stations where people, we had little frame borders where people was holding up the frame borders with their families
mm-hmm.
That were coming out to vote, even brought the children.
Right.
So we took photos and we were able to just have some camaraderie about the election that was coming up. So I'm excited about that.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I was a part of that last time. I think we had that.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're moving right along, aren't we?
We always do.
So what else do you have for us? I see you got your papers all out there.
I do. I brought a little bit, some educational something I wanted
Thank
to
you.
Share with you.
Great.
But I wanted to plug myself really quick since
okay.
I'm running for, this is campaign day, you
yes.
said?
Yes, it
Candidate
is.
Day.
Candidate Day right
all
here
right.
on Voice of the People Live,
all
WGH
right.
Talk.
Look at, thank you, Miss Linda, for supporting us.
Absolutely.
I tell you, the first campaign that I ran 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I tell people humbly, I was defeated by 70 votes. 70 votes. So to me, that means that people supported me, they believed in me, and they wanted me to be their fourth
right.
ward council member.
Right.
And that excited me. And I knew that I was going to run again.
Mm-hmm.
That defeat did not defeat me.
Right.
And so here I am today, smarter. I was a little bit wet behind the ears the first go around. But sitting in city council meetings, learning the process of how that works,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, how things get passed through and how things get pushed on to, you know, maybe the next city council meeting because
right.
further investigation or questions need to be answered. So learning that through all this process, I am a lot smarter. And I look at it as this is my campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I can't depend on, although I do have a lot of support,
right.
I can't depend on someone else to run my campaign for
no.
me. So I learned that, and that's how I come into this. But I would like to share with your listeners a little bit of information about me, if they're considering voting for me.
Absolutely.
And I do hope I have their vote. So again, my name is Dana Booker, and I am running for 4th Ward City Council to continue my lifelong commitment of service to others. I've been a part of this community for 20 years, and I have developed strong relationships with the community and its leaders. I have spent my career advocating for women, youth, and our seniors, those who are most vulnerable among us. I have positioned myself to be a convener of city leaders, county leaders, city school administrators, police, and pastors. My expertise in bringing people together and my passion for the community make me the perfect choice to fight for real progress for all of Marion's citizens.
Mm-hmm.
If elected, I will bring my heart for public service to the position. My dedication to fairness and my reputation for always following through and keeping my promises. For those of you who don't know, I also sit on the Marion Public Library trustee board as the secretary. I am the president of the Peace and Freedom Committee, and I am also a trustee for Logos Christian Ministries. And I work for ProMedica Hospice as a bereavement coordinator. And I will end with this. I love this community, and we live in a great community, and I want to be part of the change.
Amen. Amen. And we want you to be part of that change.
Thank you.
Amen.
I appreciate that.
Because things does not always remain the same.
Yes.
Change has to come.
It does. And, you know, I look at, you know, I'm in my 50s, but I look at this new generation, and there are a lot of things that I need to learn about them. There are a lot of things I don't understand. Their ways, we were taught different from them. And so there's this gap, you know, that I'm really interested in learning about, because I want them to sit in our shoes. I want them to run for city council, run for mayor.
Absolutely.
I want them to see bigger things. And if we're not setting that example,
they can't see it.
There you go.
They can't see it.
Yeah. This isn't easy.
No, it's not
easy to make a decision that you want to run for a city council position. That's not easy. And then to put the work in to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want the young people to know, and I want the community to know, it's a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you just say, oh, I'm just going to do that. No, there's reasons I'm doing this.
Right.
There are reasons behind what I'm doing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That makes a big difference when your heart is in it.
My heart is in it, you know. And I think my record speaks for itself on how committed I am to this community.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that goes, you know, from, the positions you hold.
And, you know, and I thank the women that have embraced me in this community. They have shown me the right way to do things. I have taken criticism and turned it into positive reformation.
Amen.
And so I look at it like, if this community can embrace me, then I need to learn from those that taught me so that I can reach down and teach others.
Amen.
So that's kind of how I look at it.
Well, great. I'm so happy that you decided to run again.
Yeah.
You're going to be a great asset to those neighborhoods that you're running for, and you live in yourself, right?
Yeah. So all city council members have to live in their ward.
Okay, great.
And so I live in a great ward. And just to give you some highlights of our ward, I live in the 4th ward. And so that basically consists of Barks Row all the way down to like Silver Street.
Okay.
But there's a lot of good industry. The hospital is in our area. Sims Recycling is in our area.
Okay.
In addition to our residential communities. We have a beautiful park. I love McKinley Park. And we have McKinley Pond. You know, I love that. I love the fact, and I know I don't take this for granted, but I love the fact that I live and work in my ward. And I know a lot of people can't say that, but I thought about it last week when I was on my way to work.
Okay.
I said, you know what? I live and work in my ward.
That's great.
That's an awesome, you know.
Right. Like you're always home. I'm always here for you. That's what it's
yeah,
saying. Yeah.
It's not too far away from
whatever my neighborhood needs. I'm not too far away from your cry or your request.
Yeah, that too. I can remember, you know, when I first moved here, commuting back and forth to Columbus because, you know, the dollars were in Columbus.
Right.
And so, you know, I prayed. I said, Lord, you know, my son was little. I said, Lord, I need to find a job to be closer to my son. You know, for me, if I get an emergency call and I got to drive an hour, as a mother, you know, that's always worrying me.
Right.
And so, no, God delivered a man. And so, to be in, he delivered the dollar too, because I had to pray for that too. I said, I need a job and I need to be compensated in my hometown. And he worked it out, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
But back to, you know, all of the council members, you have to live in your ward. And so there's 6 wards in Marion. And then we also have three at-large city council members. And so that's how we come up with the whole council board that in itself.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, there are a lot of I look at my ward, there's a lot of prosperity in our ward. We live in an older community. I don't think a lot of people realize this. But you know, there are homes in the fourth ward that are 110 years old.
Really?
Yeah, the house I live in is 110 years old.
Mm.
And then there are homes that, you know, may be 30 years old.
Right.
And so, you know, and then we have a complex of residents. You know, we have young, we have seniors, we have a lot of youth in our ward. And I love that. You know, I'm passionate about the youth and making sure they have all the assets that they need to thrive and to grow. And, you know, we got a new park. And it's funny, and I'll tell you this story. When I was campaigning last time, knocking on doors, you know, there were a few people that were disheartened about the project playground being torn down and a new, safer playground being built that would accommodate, you know, those with special needs and sensory needs and everyone.
Right.
And so one of the ladies, I was knocking on, she was so upset. And I said, well, ma'am, I said, do you understand that it's deteriorating? You know, it looks good when you look at it. I said, but the wood is starting to rot and splinter, and it's not safe. The entire playground is not safe.
Right.
And I said, there's a board that is bringing in this new playground, and, you know, they've worked hard to secure those dollars to get that playground in there. And I said, it wasn't cheap to tear that playground down and to rebuild another one. And so after talking to her and getting her to realize the reason behind it, you know, and there was some negatives but more positives, she was like, she understood. She was like, oh, okay, because she had grandkids. And she goes, I take my grandkids down there all the time. So she loved that park too.
Right.
Yeah.
She had her reasons.
Yeah. So we have a beautiful park in that area, and there's a pavilion in that park. Mm-hmm. A lot of people utilize it for family functions or whatever celebrations.
Right.
But one of the things I like and you participate in is the Sunday
Music in the park.
Music in the park. My husband and I, we love that. We're so dedicated to it.
Yes.
And we love to see you. I said, where Linda at? Oh, there she is. I see her in her lawn chair. But we love that. It's something for us to do. It's free.
It sure is.
It's free, and they bring out really good bands.
Yes,
And the Marion Concert Band, they're good in itself.
Yes, they are.
So as you can see, I love my community, and my ward, you know, it's a wonderful ward. It has a lot of potential, and it has really great residents. It really does.
I like that area of town as well. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yeah.
You're centered around a lot of things. Even the Doctor's Park.
Yeah.
You're around that too, you know.
Doctor's Park, the Sheriff's Office is right over there.
And now the fire department's going to be moving over there, right? Didn't they get that money at the last?
Okay. I have to look into that, but that would be great.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the space over there for it. So,
you
know, it's nice to see the empty buildings become full.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
In our community. You know, you hate to see an empty building just sitting.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
there's so much to be, you know, that could happen as far as our city is concerned. Just like they're making use of those empty buildings downtown.
I love
that one on the corner, Main and Church. You saw that, right?
I love our downtown.
Yeah.
I love it. There was a grand opening this week for a candy store downtown now.
Really? I missed that.
Listen, you got to go.
When is the grand opening? Did I miss it?
Today's third. I think it was Tuesday.
I missed it.
They had a grand opening Tuesday, and I took my mom.
Okay.
Because she likes nostalgic candy.
Mm-hmm.
But they have everything from nostalgic candy to current. Like all, you know, all of the fun kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They even have TikTok trend candy.
Oh, my.
So there's a pickle thing on TikTok where you take a big pickle you take the guts out of it, and then you stuff it with these particular candies.
Oh, Lord.
Right? And then you wrap it with, like, you know, those, what do you call them? Fruit, like a fruit roll-up.
Okay, yeah.
You wrap it with a fruit, and you eat it. Now, 50 years ago, I'd be like, oh, I'm good. I can't wait to get that. But now I'm like, my stomach may not be able to handle it.
Right, right.
But I could just think of the excitement that the kids would have with that, going down there on a Saturday, you know, and getting their candies. They have all different types of candies.
Where are they located?
They are located on Center Street in the block of... right down from the grocery store.
Okay.
I think it's maybe right across from Gotham City or...
Okay.
It's right across from over there.
Okay.
It's a nice location. It's easy to get in and out of. And I say that for anyone that may have a motorized wheelchair or anything like that.
Right.
It is easy to get in and out of the candy store. So, just FYI.
Oh, good.
And they had... different types of drinks, like different pop drinks, maybe a pickle flavor, or you know, just different kind of flavors. It was a fun store. So our downtown is beautiful.
Oh,
it is from 20 years ago to today, you know, to the activities that downtown Marion brings. I love our downtown. It's a place to look forward to go to.
Yes, it is. They got a lot going on down there now. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
They have some more things. They're building that one building. They're renovating it. It's on the corner of Church and Main Street.
I can't wait to see what they're going to do with that.
I heard it's going to be an eatery and another eatery and, I guess, lofts upstairs and...
ooh, housing.
Yeah, and housing.
There
yes.
we go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a topic we haven't talked about today.
That is true. Since we brought it up, right? We need
more. Yeah, we do. We need more affordable housing.
I was going to say that. Like, people that really are low income. And not only that, seniors.
Yeah.
Condos seniors can't afford instead of giving you your whole paycheck.
your whole paycheck, and then you don't have...
your whole Social Security check. That's what it amounts to, right? Or your retirement, yeah.
And you don't have anything left over for food. You don't have anything left over for your medication.
Right.
Or personal items.
Right.
You know, it always boggles my mind that our seniors paved the way for us and worked hard for us so we don't have to work that hard, right?
Right.
And so they're at a point in their life, and we're getting to that point where if they can't afford to live right now, I'm scratching my head like, is my son, is he going to let me and my husband live? You know, you make all these financial preparations, but is it going to be enough?
Right.
Is it going to be enough?
Right.
But
you're
so...
right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right.
But gotta work it out.
I just want to say this. Happy birthday, Paige, a.k.a. Laguelle Howe, my daughter. Today's her birthday. Hope you're having a fun day. Mom loves you. Enjoy.
Happy birthday.
She was born in 1970, so that makes her...
she's 51.
51.
Yeah, I was born in 71.
This is 23.
Oh, she's 53. We got to be putting her age out there. She's 21.
Happy birthday, babe. Oh.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. My my son, Kobe, he'll be 24 in November.
Okay.
It just boggles my mind. I can remember kissing his little feet, you know, after bathing, and just, they just so soft.
I was wondering where your kids, I know you had two sons, right?
Sons and a daughter. My daughter moved to South Carolina, Sydney Booker, and she's doing really well.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Sydney,
I love her to pieces. I miss her. And then there's Kobe, and he graduated from OSU in aviation. And he's getting ready to finish up some educational courses that he needs before he can train to fly the large planes.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be going to a school in Belle Fountain, Ohio.
Oh, that's nice.
Here pretty soon. And then Tyler, our youngest one, he'll be 21, and he has a unique birthday. Tyler's birthday is 1-2-3.
Is it?
January 2nd, 2003. So I always tease him. That's like, we can't forget his birthday. It's 1, 2, 3. So he is doing really well. He did 2 years at OSU-M here in Marion. And he transferred this year to Marion Technical College. He got into an IT program.
Okay.
And I'm so proud of him because he did that on his own.
Amen.
I didn't know anything about it. He waited until it was all said and done. And he said, Mom, I got to tell you something. I was just overjoyed. I was like, oh, thank God he did it on his own.
Right.
I didn't have to intervene. He got his financial aid together.
Isn't that something?
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
I'm so proud of him. So my kids are doing well, and I thank God for that.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's great. That's great.
It is.
That helps you be more and more at peace.
It does.
It does.
It really does. Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah.
I can't believe he's 21.
Tyler, our youngest, will be 21 in January 2nd.
Well, that's not long.
No.
Because I was wondering, I don't know, where's that boy at? I know.
Yes.
I remember when he was born, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Time.
Wow.
Time flies by.
It does.
Seems like time is going by even faster now.
It does.
I was in my prayer, and I said, Lord, I said everything... the time, everything seems like it's just going by faster.
Yes.
But the only problem is, like, I'll put my pants on from last year. They look tight. I said, time is flying by. I said, but my body ain't flying by. That's for another topic. But
I know. You have to stay on it.
I need to get back to the why. I do. Yeah. I need to get back into my classes and my routine.
Yeah.
At the Y. But when things settle down after the campaign, I'll be able to get
right.
a better schedule going
right.
on.
You have to stay on us. Looking at Pastor Jackie's pictures.
She's so fit.
She got a personal trainer.
She do. And she faithful, too. She faithful with her.
She look good.
Mm-hmm. If her class is on her schedule, she don't mingle anything around that class.
Right.
Me, on the other hand... I'd be like, oh, you want to meet at such and such time? Oh, that's my class. I'll meet with you.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm.
Well, she's older and it's more important to
her. She just had a birthday yesterday.
I know.
She just had a birthday. And, when I look at her age, I'm like, that can't be her age.
Yes.
I'm like, that cannot be her age. She's so active and she's so fit. And she's so committed, and I truly appreciate her. I appreciate, her adhering to the calling of her coming back to Marion and starting a ministry.
Yes.
And I'm glad to actually be a part of that ministry. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you are, and all of you support her. And I commend her congregation because they stand behind her 100%.
Yeah.
And that's half the battle. You know what I mean?
And she's had some battles.
I'm sure.
A lot of people look at a female minister as, taboo or it's not supposed to be. And I say, well, if it is, God blessed it anyway.
Amen.
He blessed it anyway. I said, because she is saving souls.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she is saving souls and she puts us to work.
Yes,
and she gives us kingdom work to do.
Yes, she does.
And we work outside of our walls. We work outside of the church. We're not so confined to the church. We're very community-based. So.
Which is great.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, I see you, girl. Stop the music then.
Yep.
She looks good. I have to give
she
it to
does.
Her.
She does.
I'm not one. I'm not a woman hater because I'm a woman. No.
Yeah.
I love women. As you know what I mean.
Amen. I do too.
Yes.
I do too. When I see him shining, I'll be like, I see
I
you
know.
Shining.
Yes, yes. I have four daughters, of course.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Peach is not my oldest.
Wow.
Tamika is my oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
her birthday's so in December, but
I bet they spoil you.
Yeah, well, I spoiled them. They ought to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's how it goes, right? One hand washes the other.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm blessed with my family, and I thank God for it as well.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters. So let's get back to the fourth ward.
Okay. Get back to the fourth ward.
Oh, of course, of course. So this is your second time running. Do you see things this time you're running that you didn't see last time? Yeah, you want
well, as your listeners probably know, Our mayor, Scott Schertzer, is not running. He won't be on this ballot.
Right.
And I don't know exactly what his plans are, but I would presume that they're in the political realm. And mm-hmm. so he's moving on. And I will give it to him, you know. I've seen a lot of change in Marion since he has been our mayor. You know, we talked about the development of downtown. You know, he was actually one of the spearheads on how the Peace and Freedom Committee was able to obtain a building.
Right.
He put us in contact with Pillar Credit Union, who gifted us the building. And so, you know, you think the mayor, you know, he oversees the city administration, but he really did far more than that. And I appreciate that.
Right.
So that's one thing that's changed, is the mayor is not going to be on the ballot. And we have... the ballot's different this time around. You know, I do have an opponent. Last time, my opponent was Josh Feliciano.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, my Republican opponent, because I'm Democrat on the mm-hmm. ballot, my Republican opponent is Twyla Lang.
Okay.
And it's pretty interesting because I used to work with Twyla.
Did you?
Yes. I worked with her when I worked for the city.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in utility billing.
Right.
And Twyla actually worked there too. She came after me, but I eventually left, and praise the Lord, I was able to go and work at the senior center. And, you know, I love that.
Right.
So I worked with her briefly, and so when I saw that she was running, I was like, oh, okay, I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, we are running a very competitive race right now.
Okay.
Not so much that, you know, I see signs and billboards and things of that nature. Signs and billboards don't get you elected.
No.
What gets you elected is knocking on doors and getting to know your community, my fourth ward, letting them know what I stand for.
Right, right.
That is how you get the voters out to vote for you. And so it may look on the outside when you're going through the city and you're seeing our signs and our billboards. That excites me. Personally, it excites me because it lets me know there's some competition out there. But what I know in my heart is that voters come out when there's a face-to-face contact.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's what I've been working on, is
right.
Knocking on doors and letting them know, yes, I want to be your fourth ward council member.
Amen. Amen. So the competition is on, huh?
Competition is on. So, that you know, that's what I see. You know, we have a Democratic ticket and a Republican ticket, and they are great candidates on both.
Okay.
I will say, you know, there are great candidates on both.
Right.
So I would encourage people to do your homework.
Right.
You know, do your homework, you know, and I'm really looking to capture some Republican votes.
Right.
You know, I'm looking to capture some independent voters.
Right.
And I'm looking to capture a Democratic voter who may not know me.
Right.
And so I'm going after all the votes that I can get.
I don't blame you. And I wish you well.
Thank you so much.
I do not have one of your yard signs. I have one, Tara's.
Okay.
And Glenn. I have
okay.
his. Yeah.
I will get you one.
And I thought about that. So I go by yards. I see all three of them in there. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I don't have one of Dana's in mine.
I will get you one. Not a problem.
Okay. You know I'm down the street from Martin Luther King Park.
Oh, okay.
If you're out that way or
okay.
you want to drop it off here, that's fine.
Okay. I will get it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, then. Let's get it. I meant to text you that anyway. I don't have one of yours. You're welcome to put one in my yard.
I appreciate that. It means so much to me when someone reaches out to me and say, can I have a yard sign?
Yes.
I would love one of your yard signs. I'm like, oh, my God, they support me.
Yes.
That means so much to me. You just don't know. That. I'm overwhelmed.
Amen.
I'm overwhelmed with the outpouring of support that I get from this community.
That's
not
right.
Even in my ward. It'd be people outside of my ward. Be like, I know I'm not in your ward, but I support you.
Mm-hmm.
If I could vote for you, I would. And if you got a yard sign, you could put it in my yard.
Yes.
Is there anything you need help with? I'm like,
right.
Lord.
Absolutely.
You just don't know. I appreciate that.
Well, we're here for one another.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. So, on that vein, I'm doing Dancing with the Stars this year.
I'm so happy for you! Oh, who's your partner?
Don Ewell.
I don't know.
E-W-E-L-L, yeah.
Oh, I'm so... He's you're going to have Delaware. So much fun. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we did our photo shoot yesterday.
Okay, yeah. They started already.
Already.
That's good.
Already.
You are going to enjoy it. You're going to have fun. And I will already put it on my calendar because I got to come and see this. So let me know when you get your tickets. Yeah, let me. I will definitely purchase a ticket from you.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I had so much fun with that. I danced with Dustin Rollins.
Yeah, I saw
and
him. He was there yesterday.
Was he? Uh-huh. Oh, he was. He made it so much fun for me. He was a great partner, and we did Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
And I took it to the head, girl. I said, this is how I want my outfit. We was doing it. Oh, my God.
I saw you.
Yeah.
Somebody had on Facebook. I think they had it on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And I happened to run across
it. Was
so check this
so
out.
It was so much fun. All of the dancers, because the dancers do different genre.
Yeah.
Different musical genre.
Right.
And, you know, you had your Disney. You had your waltz. You had... You know, we were risque, girl, because mm-hmm. you know that's me. But we was risque, so we did the Moulin Rouge. And, you know, it was good.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful fundraiser. You know, I support the Women's Club Home. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of great things in our community, and they open their doors up. To
right,
us as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that. Yes.
Oh, so yeah, excited. Yes. I'm so excited. Well, have fun.
I'm going to do my best.
Just have fun.
I enjoyed myself yesterday.
Yeah. Just
and
have
they were
fun.
Saying, put your hands on your hip. I said, do it, Howard.
I can't wait.
These old bones. I got to practice working out, girl.
Wait till I tell plans. I was like, guess what Linda's doing?
Oh, my.
I love it.
Never too old to have fun.
You're not.
No.
You're not. We living our best life right now.
Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
To say the rest of my life would be the best of my life.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's Amen. Right. I'm so excited and enthusiastic about all that's going on in our city.
Yeah.
Seeing my people run for office.
Yeah.
You know, this is new to us when Tara started running. You know, not that
yeah.
other people didn't run, but, you know,
yeah.
more focused. On what's going on in our mm-hmm. city and around us, you know.
Absolutely.
Like Mary Huff, you know. Mm-hmm. I worked with her 10 years on the NAACP.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I drove her to, her and some lady in Mansfield drove them to the National Convention.
Yeah.
In Charlotte.
Now you're talking about Mary Houston.
Mary Houston.
Okay, yes.
You should be Huff. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, yes. I was trying to make the connection.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
When my husband and I first got married, this is so funny, we got something in the mail, mm-hmm. and it was a NAACP, like monthly magazine or mm-hmm. something, and it had like Mr. and Miss Ples Booker on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my husband, did we sign up for NAACP? I said, where did this come from? And that's when he said, probably Miss Houston.
Yeah.
Because she's part of that. And I said, that must have been her gift to us. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But yeah, she was very busy in the community.
Oh, yes, she was.
With that NAACP. She was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Worked diligently with that lady for 10 years, I'm telling
wow.
you.
Wow, she was busy. She was committed.
She was.
She was
and
committed.
She wasn't afraid.
No.
Say what she had to say and do what she had to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's how we have to be.
Yes.
That's how we have to be. Not afraid to say
right.
how you feel.
Right.
Not
what's
afraid.
What's wrong and what's right.
Not afraid to say what's right and what's wrong.
Yes.
And be at peace with it.
Yes.
Whether people agree with you or not.
Right.
At least you stated where you stand.
Where you stand.
Where you
right.
stand.
Right. She represented NAACP well, I think, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
She did.
Yeah, she did. A lot of people say, well, she could have done this and that. But she did what she could.
Right. And when people say that, I'm like, the doors are open for you, too.
Oh, it still is.
The doors are open for you, too.
Because it still does not exist in Marion.
No.
Okay. You don't have it.
The prison does.
Yeah, I know.
The prison does, which I think is awesome.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And I know they do have it there, but not out here. We don't
right.
have it.
Right. You're right.
So the closest thing we have to that is the Mayor Minority Commission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're not functioning right now in that area where we should be, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We should be.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be having a meeting October 4th, Wednesday.
Okay, next
yeah.
week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next week. So just before election.
All right.
The 4th Wednesday of the month. So it'll be like right there
mm-hmm.
at election time.
Yeah. Well, don't forget to mention the Souls to the Polls
okay.
when you go to your meeting.
I'm sure, because Tara's going to be there and Pastor
oh, well,
Jack.
That,
yeah, we're
there
all there.
Go. All right.
We're all there working together for the good of our community.
That's right.
And
that's
I, you
right.
know, I say, I'm doing enough.
Yeah, you, there's enough of us to go around.
Yes.
We just have to encourage people
True.
To come out and volunteer. Find out what these organizations are doing and if it lines up with your beliefs.
Right.
You know, there's plenty of them out there. You know, I just
so true.
Encourage people so to do true. That.
And there's plenty of room.
There's plenty of room.
Because there's only a few of us out there doing things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, where are our men? You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like, we need to encourage them, I think.
Yeah,
to do different
agree.
Things.
I agree, but there also needs to be something that interests them as well.
True.
You know, I know Johnny Jackson works diligently
yes,
with the youth in the community of color.
Right.
And, you know, he's only one person.
I know.
He's only one person. We have to be mindful not to stretch people thin.
True.
And so I think, you know, he's in a good place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And... But yeah, we just also have to make sure that it's inviting for them to be a part of organizations and that they can bring their gifts and talents.
I know.
Yeah.
We so need them.
Mm-hmm.
This community needs them. We as women need them.
We do. We do. We got to work together.
Yes, we do.
One accord.
Yes, yes. And that's just not... my husband and I, we talk about stuff like that, too, because I
mm-hmm.
want to encourage him to be interested in things
involved.
Like that, you know, involved,
yeah.
in, you know, because I would support him as well as
yeah.
he supports me, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just certain things that we need male leadership, you know,
mm-hmm.
we just do. But I guess that's up for
work in progress.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Even thinking about my grandsons, the same, you know. Sort of like they kind of take a back seat to women, and
mm-hmm.
I would love to see them just go for it.
Yeah,
you know, things they want to do and say, and a lot of that goes back to single parenting as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, single parenting can be very rough.
It is rough.
I'm gonna just leave that right there. It can be very, very rough, and you know, any support that we can provide for single parents. I'm all for that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what that class was more or less about. I
oh, yeah.
can't be a part of this
yeah.
weekend. I'm sorry about that.
But I'm sure you can get the information.
Yes,
and you can
hopefully.
Share information that you get.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Hopefully I can. Because sometimes I feel bad. Now, why did I volunteer? I'm going to stop volunteering. That's what I'm going to stop doing. Cause
yeah.
I guess I didn't put it on my calendar. And I think that's my downfall sometimes. And I'll overbook myself, you know.
Right.
I'm like, oh, forget. I didn't have it down. I don't see it, but
yeah.
then I get a notice. Is this, you know, like, oh, no.
How much time do we have?
We have 2 minutes.
Dag on it. I wanted to share some information with you.
Go ahead. You share what you can.
Okay, I'll share what I can.
Okay.
So the FOP reached out to me, the Fraternal Order of Police, Marion chapter,
mm-hmm.
to for an interview to see if they would like to endorse me as a candidate for
right.
a Democrat 4th Ward. And so anytime I'm invited to go into somebody else's house, I always like to do research before I go.
Right.
And so I did some research. My interview was yesterday evening. But before I went, I had did some research, and I found something that I wanted to share.
Okay.
So basically the FOP... the FOP started, there were two police officers that started the FOP, and it was back in May 14th, 1915. to put some factual numbers on it. And to say that when they had their first meeting, they had 21 other police officers that joined them, and they were all willing to take a chance. They needed protection. There were several things that they needed in order to serve us better.
Okay.
But this was the interesting fact. Okay, so they were able to develop that, okay, up to today. But the interesting fact that I found out, because I'm always about women, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and I found out that 5 years later, because they started...
You're listening to The Place for the Best Guests
we'll
and Talk.
Next time.
From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before... my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was pretty much my Bozo laugh. And my wife said, "You're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around."
I love it.